the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With regard to the potential prosecution of the press for the disclosure of material, that is not something that I've ever been involved with, heard of, or would think would be a wise policy. In fact, my view is quite the opposite.
There's Attorney General Eric Holder from a congressional hearing in May claiming that he was not involved or even knew anything about the Department of Justice going after journalists. Doug Steffen here with a welcome into a special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for mid-year, the week ending Friday, July the 5th. Since we've just passed this halfway point in the year, let's review the top 10 hits in talk radio for the first half of the year, highlighting the most talked about things that have come up topic-wise over the last 6 months, and Attorney General Eric Holder in the Department of Justice in that number 10 spot. Number 9 item on the countdown, Edward Snowden and the NSA. Here's host Larry Rayburn talking to media analyst Jeff Cohen about the way the news media has been covering Edward Snowden and the NSA's surveillance program.
When you look at these stories, how come we've become focused on the leaker as opposed to what's been leaked?
Well, I think that what's developed in the mainstream media at the national level is a very strong identification of the big media stars with the people that run the government and run our corporate institutions. There's just too much coziness. So when a guy like Edward Snowden comes forward, there were a few good days where we actually covered, you know, mainstream media covered what these revelations were, and they were very, very scary to large numbers of people. So you have like half of the American public thinks Edward Snowden's a hero. And when it comes to people under 35 years of age, it's a huge majority that thinks he did the right thing. But those in the media elite just see him as a threat to the establishment with which they identify. So that's why show after show, I've seen top news people on television news referring to the government's hunt for Snowden with the pronoun we, as if they're, you know, they're not working for a TV network, they're working for the CIA or the NSA or the White House. We've got to do, you know, why did we let him get out of Hong Kong in the first place? And so that's problematic. And then you have some journalists suggesting that Glenn Greenwald, the Guardian reporter who published the leaks from Edward Snowden, that even he be arrested. So now you have some people in the establishment media thinking that aggressive independent journalism should be criminalized.
And they've even gone so far as to question whether or not what Glenn Greenwald did with the story is journalism itself.
Right, because I think they've forgotten what journalism is. That what Glenn Greenwald did, you know, journalism, there's this comment that's been attributed to William Randolph Hearst, probably incorrectly. You know, journalism is reporting what is disclosing what someone wants not to be disclosed. All else is advertising and public relations.
Mm-hmm.
So Greenwald is publishing material that the American public was absorbing and fascinated by and wanted to know more about. Is our electronic communication and our phone metadata, is that all being blank, you know, vacuumed up? Well, it is. And so it's very interesting to the American public. It wasn't what the White House wanted released. It wasn't what the intelligence agencies wanted released. It's not what the leading senators wanted released, but Glenn Greenwald released it. And if the Main Street, the elite media folks understood or remembered what journalism is, it's disclosing that kind of material. And, you know, we had, I once invited Daniel Ellsberg, the most famous whistleblower. He leaked the Pentagon Papers during the Vietnam War, showing that one president after another had lied to the American public about the Vietnam War. And, you know, we had Ellsberg on campus, and it basically, you look back to the Pentagon Papers, that's when the New York Times, the Washington Post, basically engaged in civil disobedience. When one newspaper was stopped by a court from publishing the papers, another mainstream newspaper picked it up and started publishing the Pentagon Papers. And that was 40 years ago. And I would argue that we've really gone backward in 40 years, where 40 years ago, mainstream reporters understood that even in the area of war and peace, even in the area of so-called national security, when you have leaks showing the government hasn't been telling the people the truth, you get that information to the people.
Up next, Syria, the Boston Marathon bombing, and the IRS all in the focus when our talk radio countdown show continues.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, sport doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry, Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of 4 select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and 4 admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's the special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We sort of started this tradition a year or, I don't know when we did this, a couple of years ago we started doing the mid-year review, focusing on the top 10 topics of the first half of the year. I'm Doug Steffen at number 8 on the countdown. What's going on in Syria? Here's some Talk Radio caller action and reaction. The folks who are calling into various programs that we monitor for this program are weighing in on whether we should be involved at all in the civil war in Syria.
I think we need to bring the troops home and put them on our border. I don't believe we need to send our troops over to another country for another 8 or 10 year fight. Our debt is high enough. We're borrowing money from China to fight them. And I just feel like it's time we bring our troops home and put them on the border. We got to protect our borders. Russia and China is doing theirs. So why can't we and let the United Nations take over?
I wanted to comment that I don't think the discussion about U.S. intervention in Syria is at all realistic. It's quite clear that if the United States intervenes in Syria, we will be at war with Russia. And for the first time in decades, we're enjoying improved relations with Russia, particularly with regard to international security and suppression of international terrorism. So I'm puzzled that there's even a discussion about U.S. intervention in Syria.
Had we acted 2 years prior, we probably would have been able to do something. But now the regime is, you know, it's really entrenched. And, you know, you got China on one side backing them, and you got Russia on the other side. And it really makes for a bad situation. You know, and it doesn't matter who's in office. If we had a Mitt Romney or President Obama right now, we're staring at a real bad problem. And the bad thing about it is if we try to bomb them and we hit one of their weapons of mass destruction plants, it could possibly be worse. Probably the worst thing we could do. So, looking at it, it's a lose-lose all the way around.
The item at number 7 on our mid-year review, the Boston Marathon bombing. From last April, host John DePietro talking to Jen Foisey, who was a volunteer at the finish line at the Boston Marathon.
From what I understand, you were volunteering at the finish line at the Boston Marathon on Monday.
Yes, I was.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind, take us through your account of what happened approximately right around 2:45. It was really 2:50, but just kind of take us through where you were at that time on Monday.
So I was the medical lane security part of that team, stationed one block past the finish line between Clarendon and Berkeley Streets, right on Boylston. So we were watching the runners as they were coming past the finish line, and then we were tending to them if they needed medical help.
And what type of day had it been prior to that?
It was an amazing day. You know, the energy and just everyone, the amount of volunteers and the logistics for that whole day was incredible. It was an incredible experience and something I'm so proud to have been a part of. And around about 2:45, 2:50, that changed a little bit. I saw it, I felt it, I heard it, it sounded like a cannon, and we just knew right away that something wasn't right. We weren't sure what it was, but when the second one went off, then we really knew we were in the middle of something quite different.
You could feel the first explosion?
Absolutely. It rocked right underneath our feet. I mean, we saw it, and you felt it deep down in your heart. It stopped everyone.
And you told me last night that you said to another volunteer right at the finish line, like, what was that? And then someone said, oh, it's Patriots Day. They're probably just shooting off a cannon.
Right, exactly. I was stationed with a group of security, and one of them, you know, turned to me and said, oh, it's Patriots Day. It's probably just a cannon. And earlier in the day, they had tolled the bells when the first runners had come through, so we knew there was some symbolism, some patriotic stuff going on, you know, a block up from where we were. But this was entirely too close. When you saw the plumes of smoke coming up, and you saw everyone just stop and turn around and look, even the runners who had just come through, like everyone just froze, you knew that this was something a little different. And then after the second one, then everything just really was kind of a free-for-all at that point.
IRS scandal number 6 on the countdown. Here's what more talk radio caller action presented on various programs that we monitor. Folks having a lot to say about the IRS targeting conservative national organizations.
I don't think it's a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent thing. It's the fact that the government, that the IRS is the government's bulldog for fleecing the American public. They have too much power, and they're allowed to go in and take people's possessions and money with impunity, and this needs to stop. The IRS needs to be completely dismantled, and we need a simpler tax system that people understand and is fair.
I read several articles about this, quite a few, and I think it's important to mention that the head of the IRS at the time, especially of the election in 2012, was a Bush appointee still. The reason that's important is you hear the same people who are criticizing this, the same people are at the same time saying, well, this when they're saying that these were decided in Cincinnati, that's ridiculous. This goes all the way up to the top. But at the same time, the guy in charge of the IRS at that time is a Bush appointee. They can't have it both ways. They need to understand that either it was done in Cincinnati, or if it goes all the way up to the top, it was done by somebody appointed by President Bush.
Why do you think the IRS is picking on the conservative groups and not the liberal groups? And that's very concerning to me. And but I tell you what this is going to do. They're so upset. We're going to work hard to win. I think you're going to see huge Republican wins because this has really made the Tea Party members mad and they're fired up. And I look for huge Republican wins, including taking over the Senate because of doing things like this. So really it's going to work and it's going to be a great thing for the Tea Party.
Up next on the countdown, Benghazi, North Korea. That'll be here as the countdown show continues.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Mid-year break, talk radio countdown show, hot topics of the year, or at least thus far. Doug Steffen here, and we're at number 5 on the countdown of the top 10 from the last 6 months. Benghazi. In January, host Bruce St. James and Rob Hunter talked about the Benghazi hearings and whether anything ever will really come out of it, or was it all just so much PR for the senators and congressmen who were involved in trying to get to the bottom of this case?
I guess all the conspiracy theorists can get over the idea that she was trying to get out of testifying. She did not suddenly come down with whooping cough. She didn't get the flu being at the inauguration or anything like that. So it is theater, is it not? I mean, we can admit this on a certain level. Everybody plays a role in these. So Hillary's playing her role. The Democratic senators, they don't ask questions. They make statements about how great Hillary is and then ask her to agree.
Hillary, respond. I agree with everything you said.
Hillary, you have been the greatest Secretary of State in the history of the United States, and I voted for your approval. How well do you think you've done? They ask these completely leading questions. And then you've got the Republicans. Senator McCain, our very own senior senator from the state of Arizona. Senator McCain was a little tougher on her than some of the others. Although, I understand why. Benghazi is kind of a near and dear to his heart. You know, he obviously was out front on the entire Libya situation. Senator McCain was and was critical that we weren't doing enough. We weren't doing enough, according to him. And apparently, Ambassador Chris Stevens, the ambassador who was killed in Libya, was a personal friend of his. So he has a bit of a, I think it's fair to say, a chip on his shoulder about this. And so it came across a little bit in his questioning. But I don't think anybody can really expect anything to come out of this. Right? This is theater.
Well, it's less important now because the election's already over.
What do you want to have come of this?
Well, that's just it. The Republicans fought hard and they wanted to know what's going on, like in September after it happened, and then even in October. But as soon as the election was over, it was like you didn't hear about Benghazi anymore.
Mm-hmm. No.
And that's what this is. This is, I always look at these things, these Senate hearings, these congressional hearings, as moments that politicians remember they're on camera, so they try to steal every moment that they have on the camera.
Number 4 item on the countdown is North Korea. In March, host Johnny Wendell talked about all the saber rattling coming from North Korea and if they really are a threat or not.
Kim Jong-il, he's got nothing. What has he got? He's got a big military, and he theoretically has nuclear weapons that he can lob into Tokyo or Kobe or Osaka or Seoul or Taipei. So in the back of our minds, because we know was it back in 2002, 2003, a North Korean missile, allegedly a test fire thing, hit part of Alaska, all right? And everybody was wigging out over it. But, of course, in 2003, our government was determined to ignore everything but their plans for invasion and domination of Iraq, which, as we know, went really well. I would say send Dennis Rodman back over to Korea. Play some. Everybody was mocking Dennis Rodman for this. I think that he was trying to do the right thing. He was a good-hearted thing. But I think even Dennis bought into the hype of the idea that you have to take what this guy says very, very seriously, that he's a serious man. Because what you see in this, in case you don't know what we're going on about here, South Korea and the U.S. do these joint exercises every year, and the North Koreans get pissed off over it every year. It's amazing. It's sort of like, you remember that cartoon where the sheepdog and the coyote wage war on each other all day long, and at the end of the day, they punch out, and they go, see you tomorrow, Sam, see you tomorrow, Bill. You know, it's like, it's a song and dance, it's a game.
North Korea, the fourth most talked about item for the first half of this year. Let's recap where we are at the moment in this hour of the countdown. Eric Holder in the Department of Justice, number 10. Edward Snowden in the NSA, number 9. Syria, number 8. Boston Marathon bombing, number 7, IRS scandal, number 6, Benghazi, number 5, North Korea, number 4. So that leaves us with the top three items on the edge of your seat, are you? Well, we'll find out what they are as the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to this special half-year edition of the TRCS, our mid-year review, highlighting the top 10 talk radio topics and talk television as well, because we monitor a lot of talk television. That helps to be, I guess, fodder for conversation, doesn't it? We're up to number three in the countdown for the first half of 2013, immigration reform. Back in February, talk host Mark Amazon with Ohio Sheriff Richard K. Jones. Jones said the only reason any Republicans were coming out in support of the Gang of Eight's proposal was because they were scared.
Sheriff, what do you take from the so-called Gang of Eight's framework for immigration reform?
Basically, it's the same thing they've done before. Exactly. And it's a form of amnesty. The Republicans have lost their backbone. It's not the Democrats' fault. They've done this before. They've got the House. They got the Senate, a majority in the Senate. They got the presidential election. And basically, the Republicans they're not doing this because they think it's something that needs to be done and it's wonderful and make them feel good. The reason they're doing it, They lost the presidential election. They're afraid they're going to lose their majorities. And when you lose your majorities, you don't get to sit on the little committees. You get paid extra for being the chairman of these little committees or the chairperson. You get an extra plane. It's going to be a cost of a fortune. I was looking at some of the articles, just in the, you know, these are all low and paying jobs. You know, the welfare, the Social Security, a lot of these people have been working so long, they're going to end up, the Social Security is about bankrupt. Now, imagine 12 to 20 million illegals drawing Medicare that we never planned for. Medicaid, Medicare, the welfare. Here's what some of these ideas, these great and wonderful people came up with, these eight people in the Senate. They passed the citizenship, which means they go back to the end of the line. I was never a supporter of just taking everybody and locking them all up, sending them back to the countries once they came. Without the jobs, there would be self-deportation. They're talking of securing the borders. I'll believe that when I see it. They're talking that no person that is here illegally would be able to take a job away from someone that is here legally. They would, the people that hire these people would have to advertise.
How do you enforce that? That's unenforceable.
You don't. It's all it's the equivalent of what comes out of the back end of a horse. I'm not allowed to say that on your radio show. I don't want to embarrass people.
Much more recently, host Kevin Gordon talking to Senator Rob Portman of Ohio about the reasons that Portman voted against the Gang of Eight's bill.
You voted against the amnesty, for some people were calling it. What seems to be the problem here?
Well, look, I do think we got a broken system. Let's face it, you know, the legal system is broken. People don't, we don't know who's here. Most of the attackers, 9/11, you know, come in legally with their visas and overstayed them. That's, to me, unacceptable. You got to figure out who's in this country and why, and that's, therefore you ought to have a system for entry and exit. I think that the way the legal system works is confusing to people, and one reason you have illegal immigration probably is because people, you know, throw up their hands and say, I, you know, this thing is waiting in line too long, can't figure it out. We do a lot of casework for people on immigration. It's a mess. And then the biggest deal is the illegal immigration. I mean, we do not have a system in this country to keep people out who aren't supposed to be here. So why would you wait in line when you can, you know, get in illegally and get a job? So my deal from the start was, look, I agree this system is broken. It needs to be fixed. I want to be part of it. But I cannot support anything that doesn't have real enforcement to deal with the problems that we currently have. And I think the biggest part of this, Kevin, and you probably know, I got into a fight on the floor of the Senate on this with the Majority Leader Harry Reid and others. The biggest problem is the fact that businesses are like a magnet. In other words, it's the jobs magnet that's drawing people here primarily. You know, people come here to work and they can get a job. And as long as that happens, you can set up all the legalizations you want. You can do all this other stuff, you know, to try to deal with the problem. And I don't think it's just going to solve it. So I support more resources for the border. I think we've got to have a border that's secure. I think that's important. But frankly, I don't think it's sufficient. You've got to deal with the workplace. And so I had an amendment that was carefully thought out. We spent, you know, a month or so getting all the groups together and the Chamber of Commerce, most of the unions, not all of them, and others, and said, okay, how do we make sure that you know who's legal in this country? And I said, I don't think we have a national ID card because I'm worried about the civil liberties issue. And we came up with a good way to do it by basically having digital photos that can be matched by a photo. So, for instance, on your driver's license or on your passport, if you have one, or on your immigration papers, you would know who these people are. Right now, under what is the program that they got this bill to pass. And by the way, it passed by, I don't know, 68 votes or something. So the immigration bill is now over in the House. But the program they have, unfortunately, is called E-Verify. And if it's not strengthened, according to the studies, about half the people are going to get through. So 54% of those who were unauthorized to work, in other words, illegal, under the pilot programs for this, were getting through. Why? Fraudulent documents. So I just don't think the thing's going to work unless you have better enforcement. And that's why, at the end of the day, I had to vote no.
That leads us to number two, gun control. And that's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get supervised savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 628 through 77. Gas drive price higher. Optional pedestal sold separately.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Award-winning author Michael Hebert's new book is the suspense thriller Dream with Little Angels. We spoke with him about the themes of loss between the main characters, Abe, the adolescent narrator of the story, and his mother, Leah, who is investigating the murders in the novel.
There's a lot of loss in the book. The theme of loss is everywhere. Leah lost her dad before the book started. She lost her husband when Abe was only 2 years old. And she never got over the loss. Leah has a problem with death. and it comes out over and over again as the story progresses. One of the symbols in the book is the Virgin Mother pendant that she has around her neck. And you'll notice whenever she gets nervous, she plays with that pendant. And ultimately, it's that pendant that represents her inability to get over the first case of Ruby Mae Vickers getting lost and never being found that happened 12 years ago that she has to get over for her character arc.
That's award-winning author Michael Hebert on his new literary suspense novel, Dream with Little Angels.
There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Here we continue now with this special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen highlighting the top 10 items. We're into the first half of the year, and we're up to number 2, gun control. Earlier in the year, Talk host Doc Washburn talked about a 17-year-old girl who was suspended from school for writing a poem about the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, exploring possible reasons the shooter committed this horrible crime.
17-year-old high school student in San Francisco has been suspended for a poem that she wrote about the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Courtney Webb wrote the poem in a personal notebook about Adam Lanza and what she felt were his reasons for the mass murder at the Connecticut school in December when he gunned down 20 students and 6 adults and he shot his mom and all that stuff. Was horrible, horrible tragedy that we've talked about at great length here on News Talk 1110 WBT. But Courtney, who says she writes all types of poetry to express herself, told the Today Show that she was trying to express her belief that tragedies like those in Sandy Hook happen because people feel helpless. Well, the contents of her poem prompted the school officials at the Life Learning Academy on Treasure Island, San Francisco, to suspend her until further notice. Now, at first blush, I would think, well, isn't this going overboard? You know, I mean, a 17-year-old girl is writing poetry. I mean, what's the big dealio, you know? But I will say this. Oh, and by the way, just a little bit of background here. She attends Life Learning Academy, a 60-pupil vocational school that prides itself on being able to help students who have not been able to settle at other establishments. She says in the past she's handed in poems dealing with dark issues, hasn't experienced any problems at all. Says her poems are a therapeutic way of expressing herself and should not be overanalyzed. However, And she also says, for example, the only person I can think of would be like Stephen King. He writes weird stuff all the time. That doesn't mean he's going to do it or act it out. And she says, her mother says she feels like they're overreacting because her daughter doesn't have a history of violence and she didn't threaten anybody and she didn't threaten herself. She simply said she understood why. Okay, wait. See, that's the problem. She said, I understood why he pulled the trigger. That's in the poem. Quote, I understand the killings in Connecticut. I know why he pulled the trigger. I don't know about suspension, but some serious counseling, you know, because that's, I mean, the First Amendment and all that, but she's 17 and she's in a high school. And that, to me, that would be a troubling sign. If you say, wait a minute, what is the quote again? Let me just quote, I understand the killings in Connecticut. I know why he pulled the trigger. That's kind of deep.
I mean, other than, you know, he's evil, I don't get it there. I don't know if I'd suspend her, but definitely some counseling.
Here are our hosts, Chip Franklin and LaDonna Harvey, talking about the way both sides have used the Newtown tragedy months even after the event to further their gun agendas.
Newtown will not go away. And in fact, what happened to Gabby Giffords has started something that culminated in this horrible tragedy, and now has become a political cause, despite no real evidence that what they're going to do will make it safer for children or anybody else.
Well, and it's one of those knee-jerk reactions, because you think of, you know, a bunch of dead kids in a school. You think of what happened to Gabby Giffords and the 9-year-old who was with her who died and the judge who was with her who died. You think of the movie theater victims. And the first thing you think, you know, oh, how can I stop the senseless violence? How can I stop this? What can I do?
As opposed to the senseful violence.
Well,
right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so violence is violence.
Exactly. So, you know, how do I stop these random acts of brutality by people who are mentally ill? And the first thing you do is, oh, you know, we can take away guns. Well, you know, you're still not dealing with the bottom line, which is you still have people out there who have a very serious mental illness issue. Pick your favorite, and we're not dealing with that at all. And that's because it's complicated, and nobody wants to talk about it.
And here's a mentally ill person speaking of guns right here.
Everyone talks about the big earthquake or some terrible natural disaster as a last line of defense. What would you say to those people?
Well, I would say there's an awful, you know, guess what? A shotgun will keep you a lot safer.
Yeah, see, you know, this is the vice president talking about shotguns. Had anybody brought a shotgun into that school, The results would have been just as bad. I mean, unless you had an armed guard in there to stop Adam Lanza or to stop James Holmes or to stop the kid at Virginia Tech, unless you have somebody there with a gun to stop him, the guy's going to keep reloading and shooting people.
Here are what some of the folks who called in various talk radio programs that we monitor had to say about the debate over possible gun control legislation.
The mother of the mentally ill boy didn't control her guns. She has a mentally ill child, takes him out, according to the reports on TV, took him out and taught him how to shoot these rifles and pistols and all this, taught him how to shoot that, then left these guns available to him to use if he wanted to, and that's where the gun control should have been with her. So then what he did, he came to the school and shot up in the door and bust out the glass and everything. And he had all the protection that, you know, that he needed, but the principal didn't have any protection. If she'd had a gun, she knew that somebody was coming in because he heard the shots. She knew that. And she was helpless. She didn't have a gun. If she had a gun, she very well may have stopped this guy, knowing that he had a gun, probably would have shot him and saved all these kids' lives.
We have too many guns, and they can't take the guns anywhere. I mean, the gun's going to be here for the next 100 years. So for me, would someone please talk to the president and the Congress and the senators and tell them that we need military soldiers. We need real military soldiers in our schools that will stop this gun thing. And Mr. Charleston Heston, he should be turning over his grave for all these kids that died. But my point, sir, and to the nation, please someone talk to the congressmen and senators and put a military woman soldier that's been through the military training in that classroom every day throughout. Metal detectors, they still break the windows and come in and shoot up the place. So we'll have soldiers in there waiting for them, and our kids can go to school and be safe in the public schools.
We actually had metal detectors at our school in Washington, at J. Hayden Johnson Junior High School. Now, in talking with my students, guns were too easily accessible. They could go to Virginia and get a gun. They even told me that they could get the guns from the police, and they could pay $15 for a gun. They could get a gun, and they could get it on loan. They could get a gun, pop somebody, and give the gun back. It's just terrible. It's too easily access to get these guns. My students, 12 and 14 years old, they were in gangs, and they could too easily access to get guns. It shouldn't be that way. everybody can get a gun, and that should not be possible. Talking about this check, background check, and all that, that's not necessary. They don't even need it. I'm talking about young students, 14, 15, 16 years old. Some of my kids was even 12 years old. They can get guns. This is not acceptable.
That leaves us with number one, the most talked about item on the News Talk Radio circuit for the first half of the year. That's up next here on The Countdown.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
As we finish off this hour of this special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Countdown is sort of mid-year review, focusing on the top 10 radio items that have made it big in the first 6 months of the year. I'm Doug Steffen. At number one, actually a mix of three things: the debt, the deficit, the sequester. As the year began, talk host Charlie Sykes with Congressman Paul Ryan here, they talk about why he voted for the Senate's fiscal cliff bill.
The bill was 153 pages long. It was written only the day before by Washington insiders working in the dark of night. It was crammed with giveaways and legislative spare parts, tax breaks for wind farms and racetracks, a change to nuclear weapons policy, government payments for cheese, and most significantly, the bill raises taxes but does relatively little to cut government spending or the massive federal deficit. Why did you vote for it?
Because it cut taxes $3.8 trillion on net. Look, it was really clear. That day, we had a $4.4 trillion tax increase that kicked in on every taxpaying American. And it was obvious, very clear. If you know anything about how it was, with an 89-8 Senate vote, that this was the only way to prevent this tax increase. And so I voted on net for what I thought, and the final analysis was undoubtedly better than current law, meaning I voted to prevent this tax increase from hitting 98% of Wisconsinites. One of the biggest issues that I've cared about the most is fundamental tax reform, because I think our tax code is one of the big impediments to economic growth and competitiveness. By getting these tax laws permanent, all the tax permanent except for the top rate is went up. That's permanent. Getting everything permanent, getting the AMT taxes permanent, getting the estate tax permanent, that makes it so much easier to get to tax reform. And I know it's a little complicated, but by getting these tax laws made permanent, something we couldn't do when George Bush was president, when House and Senate were controlled by Republicans, gets us the baseline we need to get to fundamental tax reform. Now, will we get fundamental tax reform with Barack Obama? I don't know. But I do know that if we ever are going to get fundamental tax reform, it just got made much easier by the tune of about $3.8 trillion.
Now let's listen to talk show host Bud Hettinger with a focus on the flight delays around the country, which the FAA said was due to furloughs made because of the sequester cuts.
More than 1,200 flights were delayed Monday because of the furloughs, and even more since then. Folks at Orlando International are saying you need to check the status of your upcoming flights and check them often with the airline or on the airport's website before you head out to the airport. There can be all kinds of changes and delays that occur at the last minute. Governor Rick Scott is condemning this. So is Micah. So am I. Here's what's happening. Because of the sequester cuts, the Obama regime maintains that every one of the air traffic controllers in the FAA system needs to be furloughed one day every 2 weeks. So on any given day, 10% of the air traffic controllers who direct 23,000 planes a day in and out of our airports in this country, 10% of them are going to be off on any given day until October. So we had 15 of them off. Starting on Monday, 1,500 of them off, okay, with the resultant delays, we are told. But here is the deal with this, and it is so blatantly obvious this is all about politics. You know, money can be moved around with the sequester, and within the FAA, you know, and experts who know how the organization works will tell you this is a conscious choice. They could have saved money elsewhere and not tried to save money by diminishing the air traffic controller force. But the whole idea here is the order with a wink and a nod directly, whatever it happens to be, from the Obama regime down through Homeland Security, the FAA, whatever the chain happens to be, and we may never be able to get to the bottom of that. The order here is we got to start putting the screws down with the effect of the sequester, which is an absolute minor reduction in the rate of increase of government spending. You know, and for this we can't have White House tours. All right, everybody's gotten over that. We got to inflict more pain.
The debt, deficit, and sequester, most talked about items in the talk radio, news talk radio world, issue-oriented talk radio, so-called political talk radio for the first half of the year. That's what we do every week here on the Countdown. Let's recap where we have been in this hour. At number 10, Attorney General Holder and the Department of Justice under scrutiny. At number 9, Edward Snowden and the NSA under scrutiny. At number 8, Syria under scrutiny. At number 7, the Boston Marathon bombing in the aftermath. IRS under scrutiny number 6, Benghazi under scrutiny number 5, North Korea in the news number 4, immigration reform number 3, gun control number 2, and all the money issues that have confronted our country, budgetary issues, that sort of thing. So far this year, that's the item that has been discussed more in the talk radio world than anything else, and that's why it's on the top of the heap here for this mid-year review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show this week.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.